hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
Up we go. Sorry about that. We had a slight emergency here at the network. With me this afternoon on the second hour, Gary Null. Program is on the network Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m., and that is Central Time, folks. And do not forget the archives to the programs. We provide those for free. You may want to email your friends to let them know that we have a legitimate nutritionist out there, the guy that's not going for the gold for the sake of your health. Gary, I've seen them come and I've seen them go. They all seem to have one thing, and they realize that natural homeopathics is on the rise. We got people out there cashing in, and I'll tell you, there was one guy that I do know that people didn't know this when they called him up for consultations, that they were paying $200, $300, $400, $500 for his expert consultations. And aside from that, they get to buy a lot of products, and some of them are way overpriced. But you know, I've had just about enough of the greed out there. We're
tell you a little story. My mother grew up in the Great Depression, and she was raised on a farm with my Aunt Myrtle, who was a strict woman, and I liked her. The others in my family were not as encouraged by her because she was very disciplined. And my mother told me a story once. She said that she was not liking getting up early in the morning and having to bake things at 4 o'clock. And so she was arguing about why did she have to get up at 4 o'clock. And my aunt said, well, because the train stops down by the end of the farm, and it's not supposed to. It's not legally allowed to by the train, but it does because there's a Christian conductor on that train, and he knows that there's some farmers around here that will give what they can to the strangers. And she says, so someone's got to bake the breads and make the sandwiches. And my mom hadn't been down there. So one day she went down, and there at 6 o'clock in comes the train. They had a picnic table. And she said it was really something that she'd never forget. The train stops, and the conductor says, you've got 10 minutes. The people came off the train, about 12 people. And she said the first thing they did is they tried to make themselves clean. There's a pump there, and they brush their teeth, they wash their face. And she said, and the man straightened his tie, and she thinks, why are they doing this? And because my mom then said, my great aunt says, because even though they're poor, they still have dignity. And that really touched me.
All right, we'll take the break here. We'll roll your calls directly after this break. 800-313-9443. My guest today, gentleman that just joined us on the network, Mr. Gary Null. We'll be right back.
Pain, It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, as promised, back to the phones here. John in Texas. Hello, John.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, John and Gary, yeah, I'm going through the immigration process at the moment, and reluctantly, I had to get myself shot up with three vaccines yesterday, only to be told that she wants me to come back in a month's time to have the process repeated. Now, I'm not very happy about this, and what I'd like to ask Gary is, do you know if is there anything I could start taking that would, dissipate this crap they've shot into me?
Yes, you can take homeopathic neonatodes and get a simple homeopathic physician, a licensed physician,
mm-hmm.
and the homeopathic remedies are based upon the laws of similars, a very, very dilute amount, so dilute that you almost can't see any molecules in it, but it's very powerful. That's what you can do to detoxify yourself from any of the adverse effects of these vaccines.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thanks right. very much.
Okay, thank you, John. I appreciate it. Terry in Texas. Hello, Terry.
Hi there.
Hi.
I have a question for Gary.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you mention that horses should live at least 50 years or their lifespan up to 50 years.
That's correct.
I have switched to just plain oats. I stopped feeding extruded feed because of all these feed recalls. And I was wondering, could you tell me what I can do to help my horses live long, happy, healthy lives. And the other question was, annually I take my horses in for their Coggins blood work.
Yes.
And EIA. And I always get the teeth floated, and, you know, of course, the vet wants to get a vaccine. Well, this is the second year in a row, and my one particular horse, this is the second year this happened, once we get home, a couple hours later, he almost colics on me. And I'm suspecting it's the vaccines. And I was wondering...
It probably is the vaccines. Let me tell you what I consider, having raised horses my whole life, adult life, what I would say would be the best prescription.
Okay.
First and foremost, horses should always have companions. So make sure you don't have a lone horse. Always get... and by the way, you don't always have to have another horse. I find that llamas or alpacas... I even had a goat that a horse was bonded to.
Wow.
So they need companionship. They need someone or some creature that they can identify with.
Okay.
Secondly, the diet should be clean water. I mean really good water, organic oats, and lots of good vegetables. Carrots are great. Beets are great. And don't give them a lot of grain. Grain is one way to kill your animal. And yet the sweet grain is terrible for horses. It'll destroy their teeth. Never give them sugar. That'll destroy their teeth and their gums, giving them gum infections. And when those get abscessed, now you've got some big vet bills, and you also have a local focal infection that can travel throughout the body, go to the heart, and kill the horse by having a bacteria or virus in the heart from the gums.
Wow.
The gums must be kept clean.
Just like ours, I guess. Okay.
Yes, and they need a lot of good fiber. They also need to be worked. And the longer you work them, the longer they're going to live. In fact, in New York City, some of the healthiest horses you'll see are the Hansen cab horses. Now, people like them. They go over and pet them. But the horses take people around Central Park, and it's hilly. That means that those horses are going to live longer because they're getting a lot of good exercise. Otherwise, they're just put upstate, and they don't last all that long up there.
Wow.
Mainly, these are police horses.
Okay.
So give them lots of healthy water. Have the water checked.
That's my other question. I ride every day I can.
Good.
And I am really concerned. I mean, I'm in about 30 miles south of Dallas, and I change, you know, his water out in his pasture every day.
Good.
They are spraying us like bugs up here. I mean, chemtrails are horrible.
Well, first of all, those chemtrails are dangerous because there is a particular medical condition now that is directly associated with the chemtrails, causing a genetically modified organism that has never been seen before in nature, and it's been tested at four separate labs, including MIT.
Is that the Morgellons you're talking
Morgellons,
about?
Morgellons, yes.
Wow.
And when Morgellons occurs, for a long time, Morgellons did not show its symptoms. It merely showed agitation under the skin, people saying they had broken glass, feeling under the skin like a splinter that wouldn't go away.
Gary, let me interject here. A past employee of this network, his girlfriend, which he valued very, very much, was going to the doctor complaining that her skin was itching. She saw fibers in her skin. They told her that, you're just going to have to go to a dermatologist. It's no big deal. She was so desperate, she was literally taking baths in bleach to try to kill this off. She was convinced that there was something going on, but nobody in the medical field would come to her aid. Make a long story short, she went semi-comatose. She collapsed. They took her to the hospital. She didn't die necessarily of the Morgellons. She picked up a serious staph infection while in the hospital. She is now dead.
Well, that is not the only case, and that's terrible. But Morgellons can affect different glands. If it's in the brain, the eye, you can go blind. And one woman had 222 lesions on her body. Now, the lesions will open up, and the lesions can be as small as a dime or as large as about a silver dollar. And out of that lesion will start to grow filaments. Now, these filaments, when analyzed, have been shown to be cellulose. But cellulose is incompatible with life. It's not in the body. It's not natural. And then when they broke it down further, they found that it was connected with a genetically modified organism, the one that's used in genetically modifying foods. So the likelihood is that a governmental agency in a black op operation has been testing this to see what effect it would have on American citizens. It might be a part of our biological warfare, even though there's a Geneva Convention against this. And now you have it in Texas, Florida, and California up to this point. The three areas where the chemtrails are common, the three areas where genetically modified foods are common, and I'm concerned. So we've done a major investigation on this, and I am still in the process of interviewing dozens of individuals who suffer from Morgellons. And by the way, when you pull the filaments out, they grow back. So it's not like you pull them out and they're gone. But there is a way, and I'll be doing this on a program, there is a way of destroying this. You can dissolve these, and you can actually watch it. And I'll go over the particular type of non-lethal acid that will do this, and I'll have people on the show who've done this. And I'm asking this question, why has the National Institutes of Health, the CDC, and Homeland Security not become actively engaged, since it's a legitimate medical condition and hundreds if not thousands of people suffer from it and it kills people?
And you know what? The questions have been raging. And thank you, Terry, for your call.
Thank you so much, and I will be listening for that. I have a friend that thinks she has that, so
okay.
Please, she
All right.
suffers greatly.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The moment I'm ready for that program, I will do it. And let me go back to a final point. After I had my first best-selling book in 1971, I went home to my little town in West Virginia, and I wanted to do something for my mom. And I wanted to buy her a house, and she wouldn't hear from it. She just wouldn't allow that. And she was a very humble woman. She was the secretary of our First Christian Church, and she believed that, you know, you didn't need a lot to be happy. You needed your family. You need a strong belief system, and you need to live with higher principles and find joy in everyday things, simple
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, good. And she says, I was about ready to leave and go back to the city. And she said, now you got this best-selling book, you're going to, you know, be seeing people. And she said, I said, yeah. And she said, you're going to be helping? I said, well, if I can, I'm going to help him. She said, what's going to happen if you get someone who's poor? I said, well, I'm still going to help him. She says, now just remember that. So I go back to the city, and I'm on WMCA radio with my radio program. And at that time, by the way, Sally Jesse Raphael, Larry King, Bruce Williams, Barry Gray, Bob Grant, and my good friend, who's still around, by the way, Barry Farber, were all on there at the same time. That was quite a lineup. And so anyhow, I did a lecture over in the end of Brooklyn, and it was about a two-hour drive to get there. So anyhow, at the end of the lecture, it was late, and it was a packed room, and I get in the car to drive down the street. This driver's taking me home. About two blocks down, I see a woman, older woman, who was in the lecture, and it's like 11:30 at night, almost 12. And I pulled over, and I said, Miss, do you live in the neighborhood? She's, no, I live in the Bronx. I said, the Bronx? We're in Brooklyn. That's an hour and a half away, and the buses aren't running this time. I said, get in the car. I'll drive you home. So we drove her home. She was quiet the whole way. We pulled up at her little brownstone where she lived, and she gets out of the car, and then she turns around and she says to me, she says, you answered a lot of questions tonight about natural approaches to cancer. My sister has advanced cancer, and that's why I came. She said, but I was very pleased the fact that you didn't charge anything for your lecture, because we don't have the money, and if you'd have charged anything, I could have afforded that. And I said, okay, and she left, and I was thinking about that. I was thinking, why is it in America that we have to put a price on success? Why is it that we assume that because we can sell to the highest bidder, we should?
Because that's what the people have been conditioned, Gary, to believe, that your success, you know, the old joke, those who die with the most toys at the end wins. That's what we have been taught.
But it's not ethical.
So no,
it's
not.
From that day on till this day, I have never charged a human being one penny to counsel them. Not a nickel, not selling them anything, nothing. So the idea is that we do have people in this world who do care about other people, and I hired Danny, for example, in my office, graduate of Columbia University and Teachers College in clinical nutrition and certified, because I can't always be in my office. I'm always traveling. I'm going to be putting a water well in Africa. I'm opening up a holistic AIDS clinic down in the Dominican Republic and Haiti, helping those who can't help themselves. So Danny will help you for free, and you can call him at 1-800-313-9443.
We got to take the break here. Callers, 800-313-9443. We'll continue with the calls, and I want to tell you a little story when we get back. It reminded me when the lady called in about her horse. Gary Nall, John Stadtmiller, Intel Report. We'll be right back.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in the county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
We're back. Short little story here. We all remember Katrina, right? And the wonderful failure of the government, not only the Army Corps of Engineers dealing with the problem down there that they didn't deal with. You know, somebody from the Army Corps of Engineers didn't think to pick up the phone and call the people in Holland. Gee, how do you hold the sea back? Would have been a great start, but, well, we saw Katrina. We saw the aftermath. But this reminded me, Gary, the woman that was calling in about her horse. There's a story that my wife, ironically, gave me this today. There was a pony. Her name was Molly. And this, folks, what you saw on television, everything was centered around New Orleans. Okay? There was massive destruction all throughout the South. And there was a lot of abandoned animals. Well, this one horse was abandoned. And who knows if the owners of the horse were even alive, but what they were doing was taking these abandoned animals and stockpiling them, and this horse was attacked by a pit bull and almost died. Almost gnawed off the right leg of the horse, became infected, and her vet went to LSU for help, but of course LSU was overwhelmed, and the This was a welfare case for the pony. Well, we all know how that one goes. But after the surgeon, his name was Rustin Moore, met Molly, he changed his mind. Now, this guy is a surgeon at LSU. He saw how the pony was careful to lie down on different sides, and so she didn't seem to get sores. Now, this is how smart the horse is and how she allowed people to handle her. She protected her injured leg. She constantly shifted her weight, didn't overload her good leg. Smart little pony with a serious survival ethic. Now, Moore agreed to remove her leg below the knee and temporarily put an artificial limb. He built it himself, and Molly walked out of the clinic, and that's where the story really began. Make a long story short here. What they did with his horse, Molly has a job now, and Kay, the rescue farm owner, started taking Molly to shelters, hospitals, nursing homes, rehabilitation centers, anywhere she thought the people needed hope. Now, that's an inspiring story. But again, I mean, this was a person that was taking in these abandoned and sick animals, everything else, you know, going to LSU, you know, the big highfalutin doctors and this, that, and the other. Well, this person took a special interest in this horse because of its survival abilities, you know, just the way the horse carried itself. You know, they shoot horses, don't they? Didn't I just see at the Kentucky Derby where the second-place horse, Gary, broke both of the front ankles?
I was outraged by that. I mean, I was outraged by that. They should never have shot that animal. They are idiots. They may not have helped that animal, but there are those of us who could have. First and foremost, remember the Black Stallion, the film with Mickey Rooney?
Yes.
Okay, well, there are actually three black stallions that were used in the film. And in one of the scenes where it's stamping the cobra and saves the kid's life, the stallion actually fractured in more than 27 places its leg and was going to be put down. But there was a French physician, a veterinarian, who said that why not use magnets? So they began to use magnets on that animal. They did surgery. They pinned what they could. And then the magnets. Well, I had a farm, a ranch, in fact, Gene Autry's old place up in Tioga, Texas, and a little town, population about 350 people when I was there, 1989 through 1996, and it's the old Healing Springs Ranch, and when I went on that property, there were 56 animals that were ready to die. They hadn't been cared for properly, and the vet was a very nice man in the area and said, well, the animals just, you know, they haven't been given the attention. So we got them back, and I've always had animal sanctuaries. People drop off their animals, and I get them well. I don't charge anybody. And then I find out that that's a quarter horse capital of America. There are thousands of quarter horse farms up in there. And I mean everybody was using organic feed, but they also were using magnets on their animals. Hmm. You would hear stories of broken legs and fractured legs and pulled tendons and ripped tendons and healing with magnets. And there was a man named Robert Fox. I don't know what's happened to him. I haven't spoken with him in 15 years. But he came up with an electromagnetic pulse that would actually pulse at different frequencies a magnetic energy into the cell. So I went to the medical literature and I found over 500 articles in Italian and in German and Russian science that showed that electromagnetic pulsing, which is different than the electromagnetic pollution, this is from a magnet, helps heal bones, fractures. In fact, I have I made myself, just for myself, a magnetic mattress I sleep on. And I have all my animals have magnetic pads with a negative pole of geodymiums, and they sleep on them. So if you would have understood,
Gary,
that you could have put that horse in a brace, and you could have reset the ankles, and you could have given the horse a substantial IV drips of a calcium magnesium solution, you could have helped save that animal's life.
I'll tell you what, we have people out there that don't think that the healthy electromagnetic waves will help them. We'll continue with your calls and our conversation this afternoon with Mr. Gary Nall. We will do that after this short break for the network. And again, folks, by the way, Gary, we've already had requests for your program here at the network. Folks, he's on 10 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday right here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Back to the phones. Brenda in Tennessee. Hello, Brenda.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, I guess.
All right. All things considered?
Pardon?
All things considered.
All things considered, yes. I wanted to ask Gary what he thought about hybrid. Usually we grow open pollinated, but this year it just wasn't possible for us to start our seed. It just wasn't possible. So we're going to have to probably like buy the tomato plants and the pepper plants and yada yada, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't like hybrid. I like them better than I do GMO, but
hybrids,
what is the health risk with these things?
Well, there's no major health risk with a hybrid, providing that it has no genetically modified ingredients. Remember,
how do we know this?
You don't, and that's
there.
The problem.
There you go.
For years, there was an effort by Monsanto, the largest seed producer in the world, to buy up all the seeds,
uh-huh.
the heirloom seeds. An heirloom seed is a seed that's been there forever. Do you know
uh-huh.
there was a time when there were more than 300 varieties of apples in America?
I knew there was a lot more than there are now.
How many do we have now?
We're looking at about 53, and only about 22 are common in use. But if you go into the organic heirloom catalogs, you'll find some of these wonderful plants. Well, first, they lied. They said that people would starve to death if we went organic. In point of fact, research done at several universities, including Rutgers University, shows that organic gives you more nutrients and is equal in crop yield. Plus, you don't pollute. And when you grow locally, you are reducing the carbon footprint. So I'm a big believer that we should be taking that $450 billion that we give to the major agri business each year and instead distributing a part of that down to the local farmers to reinvest in local sustainable agriculture. I believe that every city in America should be taking back land and then putting that land into perpetual trust so developers can't develop it, but local people can grow organic from it and sell to the local markets. Greenhouses and local farms could grow produce and grow everything and sell it locally. That is what we ideally should be doing.
Absolutely.
Now, to the other issue, there are times when you need a beehive. Now, I have 144 beehives.
Mm.
I've never lost a bee, and yet look at the news. The news is showing you that the beehives are being decimated, and I believe it's because of a combination of the genetically modified crops and the pesticides that are used.
This is what I think.
And because when you don't use it, I've talked with organic growers all over the country, they have not lost bees. Now, this year I'm getting my third crop of cherries, my third crop of figs, my third crop of guava, large guava, and my second crop of mulberries. Now, how often can you go around the country and see they're getting three crops from the same tree in a given year? That's called pollination.
Yes. So and we have just set out about six more mulberry trees. I don't even remember how many more apple trees and peach trees.
Now, let me give you an idea of how to make your trees really grow for you.
Okay.
First, do not use just the normal fertilizer.
No,
never don't. Done. It's meaningless.
Yes.
Instead, they'll say, "Oh, take a coffee can worth for a 12-quart tree." Nonsense. What you do is you dig a 6-foot deep, 8-foot wide hole per tree.
Oh.
You load it up with a combination of 2-year-old cow manure and horse manure.
Yes.
The pH of both will balance. Then you add in, which is really important, some fish emulsion around the root system, and you fertilize 3 times a year. Every 4 months you fertilize. But don't fertilize near the base of the tree. Fertilize about 6 feet out, because that's where tiny villi are growing.
Yeah, you want to encourage the roots to spread out.
That's right.
Yes. Okay.
Also, bat manure, which is you can bring in from South America, is very, very powerful as a soil booster. And I've had trees that took 4 or 5 years before I saw my first bud. And then the next year, there were 400 plums on the tree.
Oh, wow.
And in fact, if you go to my website, garynoll.com, hit where it says photographs of the farm, and you'll see a lemon tree that has lemons the size of softballs. And are you ready for this? Over 400 lemons per tree in my trees.
Oh, my.
I keep in cap. Now, the key is every summer, no later than, let's say, June, cap the top of your tree. Cut it across the top.
Any tree. Okay.
Any fruit tree, because then the fruit tree grows out with the power going to the leaves. And this way it doesn't grow
Gary,
up.
Gary, it's funny you should be talking about this, because I just planted a peach tree. The thing is looking really sickly, and it said on the little instruction tag, that they put on there, and they don't give you a whole lot of information, but they said, well, you've got to prune the tree so the tree will, girth out and produce more fruit, but it didn't even tell you how to trim it.
You trim from the top.
Okay.
And remember this. Any time that you have a tree that looks like it's dead, don't take it out of the ground. Because the energy of the tree goes into the roots. In effect, the tree is trying to save its life by conserving its life force in the root. So nourish the roots. Put hay around the base of the tree.
Yeah.
Fertilize it properly. Give it not a lot of water, but enough water. And then It generally takes about a year, and you'll suddenly see some buds, and you'll think, wow, I'm glad I didn't take that out of the ground.
Okay. We'll
I've had that happen hundreds of times with trees.
But all water? Right. I live in Tennessee.
Yeah, and by the way, just
we're
to...
floating.
Just to be clear on something, I'm talking about a fixed magnet that they put an electrical current through so that there's electromagnetic resonation of a healing energy that is not the same as a cell phone electromagnetic pulse, which is a polluting, it's totally different, a magnet versus a satellite. And one other thing, let me give you the latest on this. Brain cancer fears over heavy mobile use. This is from Asher Moses. Quote, a top neurosurgeon says the world's heavy reliance on mobile phones could be a greater threat to human health than smoking and even asbestos. The doctor who conducted a 15-month critical review of the link between mobile phones and malignant brain tumors said using mobiles for more than 10 years could more than double the risk of brain cancer. He has called for an immediate and decisive steps by industry and governments to reduce people's exposure to invisible electromagnetic radiation emanated by handsets. And that's one. Separately, this is from a peer-reviewed journal, and it says, cell phones could be extremely dangerous. This is from the UK's Independent newspaper. Dr. Curran said that there is a growing body of evidence that using cell phones can double the risk of brain cancer. That's a separate one. Then this is from the New Scientist. It says, radiation from cell phones is weak but is heating biological tissue and breaking chemical bonds in the cells. All right, and said it may adversely affect behavior. Quote, our study suggests that it is possible that mobile phone radiation alters the expression of some proteins in living tissue. And this is from the Finnish Radiation and Nuclear Safety Authority in Helsinki. And again, they had women who were using this in the normal 900 megahertz cycle, and they had all kinds of emotional problems.
Brenda, you got probably a lot more information than you were ready for.
I did.
All right. Hey, I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thank you. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, GaryNall.com, this is a wonderful website. Oh, by the way, I don't see the link over to RBN here.
All you got to do is tell Doug Henderson. He'll put it up there for
okay,
you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, you're going to call my guy right after the show. I mean, I just looked at the website. Here's a special feature on the investigative reports that have been done, reports on dairy, on sugar, on meat, poultry, fish. One of the things that I wanted to bring up here was about the organic foods. And, Gary, several years ago, I started to notice – kids. Now, they're getting diabetes. They're getting sick. I noticed girls, and I'm talking prepubescent girls here, ladies and gentlemen, the age of 7, 8, 9 years old, growing breast. Now, I kind of had a funny feeling that there's something out there that it was causing this. This wasn't natural. This isn't evolution. All of a sudden, within a generation, all of a sudden, we have prepubescent children all of a sudden sprouting overnight like they got an overdose of fertilizer. And I started delving into the subject matter. I started looking around to find out that it's hormones that are being injected into beef and whatever else. And the more I read on this, I was convinced, yeah, I'm going to meats and dairy products. I don't want this hormone-injected stuff. And Gary, literally, I don't know how old you are, but I'm going to be 55 years old next month, and I'm telling you, at the age of 50, I was starting to grow breast. And I said, you know what, that's enough of this. I told my wife, I said, I know it's more expensive, we'll cut down on the meat consumption. I said, but don't go to the grocery store and bring me this hormone-injected, antibiotic-infested stuff. If it ain't in the budget, good. We'll eat something else. But don't give me anything but organically grown beef. And guess what happened? I dropped the cup size.
Well, look at it this way. Take the average age of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson and John Quincy Adams and John Hancock, Benjamin Franklin, and you're at 84 years of age. Now take a look at the average age of our legislators today, and it's about 74 years of age, talking about mean lifespan. Now, how is it that 200-plus years ago they could live a longer and healthier life just read their articles that they wrote each other and letters they wrote each other. They were extremely literate. And look at their diet, look at how they exercise, look at the quality of time they spent with family and friends. This is a meaningful example. We keep thinking that something new is always going to be better. Well, certainly technology has benefited us, but also I'm saying that the way our ancestors ate was the right way. And don't be fooled by people who give you this statistic. Oh, in 1900, the average lifespan was 29.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was because of the high infant death, because doctors would go from working on a cadaver to delivering a baby, mm-hmm. and the mother and baby would both die. So if you lived mainly in the country, why in the country? Because in the country you weren't drinking pulled milk. In the city you would have maybe 1,000 different cows or 10,000 cows' milk come into a dairy. And if there was, and they weren't sterilizing the milk at that point, so you could end up with tuberculosis. You could end up with bad water. In the country, you had wells. Your water was cleaner and purer. Your vegetables common. Root vegetables were in everyone's cellar, 5 feet under the ground. It stays at 55 degrees 12 months a year. You could keep apples for a year. You could keep carrots in the ground for a year. You could keep rutabaga and squash and kohlrabi. You could keep parsnips and turnips. And you would take your fruits and you would dry them. You only ate those before they went bad, but peaches, pears, plums, cherries. That what they would do, they would put them on what looked like a screen and throw a muslin cloth over it. And 4 days later, you had a dried fruit. They would put them in kegs. They would line the kegs with bee propolis, the very thing that a beehive is lined with to keep 70,000 to 80,000 bees healthy. Then they would line that and tap that keg, and then they would do the same thing with beans. They would dry the beans, they would dry the legumes, and they would put their potatoes in kegs. Again, they would keep them dried. They would have a venison house, the little small house. It was generally about 8 foot high with a hook in the middle ceiling. They had ambers, generally hickory. They would put some venison up there, strip it down, and what did they do? They basted it in salt water, and it had a slow heat. The salt water would draw the moisture out of the tissue, and you would have a 200-pound carcass that would dry out and be a jerky for about 50 pounds. Then that they would wrap that in honey and then a cloth, and they would do the same thing for rabbit and squirrel, whatever kind of animal they had. They would dry fish, and then they would dry their cheeses, and they would have a cheese room, and I've made cheese. I had a goat's dairy. And they would put a covering on the cheese, which was wax, and date it. So you went into the average person's farm 150 years ago, it would look like a health food store today.
Mm-hmm. And you know what we're being told, Gary? Oh, we're living longer, but maybe not as healthy. But you know, go to your doctor. I'm sure that he's got a drug there that's going to help you. I mean, this is so insane and so crazy. There are people out there that are being driven by profit and greed. And folks, Gary, and again, I've got to say this. I have talked to a lot of nutritionists out there. I've talked to a lot of people that were in alternative medicine. But I'm telling you, I have the breadth and the depth of your knowledge is just, I mean, it's literally blown me away today. It is just, it's just astounding.
Well, I thank you for that, and I'm happy to be a part of this network. I want to reach people who haven't heard the insights that might help them with their conditions. And normally on a show, I like to talk about alternative approaches to cancer, diabetes, heart disease, macular degeneration, insomnia, mm-hmm. urinary incontinence, constipation, allergies, the things that people have every day.
But Gary, they have pills for all that. They watch the boob tube. Oh, I've got to run for the over-the-counter drug, or I need to go to my doctor, and I need to... We're in the business here of taking care of the symptoms, not the problems.
But we've got to focus upon the problems. If we don't focus upon the problems, I call it watching Katrina. Let me give you a little different point of view on Katrina and see if this is reasonable. And anything I say that's not reasonable, just dismiss it. If it's reasonable, then it might be a different way of looking at it. I was broadcasting from my home in Florida, my ranch down here where I'm at now. And the weather pattern showed that Katrina, which was Category 5, was going to hit up there. And I started telling all my listeners, if you're in New Orleans, please leave the city. As long as you're 100 miles out of the city, A, you're not going to drown. and you'll get wet but not drowned. And the wind drops down substantially once you're inland because a hurricane has strength because of the warm water, not
right.
over land.
Right.
And then I said, but a certain number of you can't leave. If you're a nursing home, assisted living, or you just don't have any means at all, let me know, and I'll try to provide some form of transportation. I'll send someone that I know who's got a passenger van up there, and we'll get you out of the city. Well, no calls came in, and each day I kept saying to people, I'm watching television, but unfortunately I see no major evacuation. And this is wrong. I said, look, I've been in New Orleans many times. My show's broadcast in New Orleans. I say the city is 6.8 feet below sea level. Lake Punxsutawney's on one side, the Mississippi's on the other side, you got the Gulf on the other side, and they've destroyed the barrier islands, so if it hits, you're a cup, you're a saucer surrounded by water.
Mm-hmm.
And yet 97% of the people could have left the city didn't. They watched it, and then one day they're watching the storm from the roof of their house, and
right.
I'm saying in America, we've got to become more proactive and get ourselves out of harm's
Boy,
way.
You're not kidding. I'll tell you what, we'll squeeze in one more call in the short segment coming up after the break, and then we've got to say goodbye, and I hate to do this because I could have gone on for hours more with Mr. Gary Null. The website, ladies and gentlemen, GaryNull.com.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Short segment here with Gary Null. America's leading health and nutrition expert, alternative medicine and natural healing advocate, award-winning talk radio host, documentary filmmaker, an investigative reporter, and all-around good guy. His website, www.GaryNull, that's N-U-L-L, .com. And I guess our caller dropped off because I guess they want us to have a smooth exit here on the program. Gary, I'm very pleased to have you on this network. When Michael contacted your people and you sent over your package to us, I was just looking at this, and I looked at him, and I said, is this guy for real? Nobody has this kind of background. Nobody has this kind of knowledge. You know, everybody tries to build themselves up more than what they are. But I've listened to your radio program. I have spent the last couple of hours here with you on air, and you are the real deal. And folks, I'm telling you what, you haven't even scratched the surface of the depth of this guy's knowledge. I mean, we covered a lot of different subjects today, and you could just tell the amount of expertise and knowledge. But more importantly, Gary and I are of the same mind here, of the same spirituality, because we are not greedy people. We want to help people. We want our country back. We want a healthy nation again. There's nothing wrong with making a buck in this country, but not at the expense of somebody else, just for the sake of making that buck. And Gary, I've got to thank you for coming on this network. And I think, my friend, you're going to be really surprised how many radio stations you really end up on.
Well, I'm just there for the people. This isn't about money, because I'm not making any money. I'm choose to share what I can. I believe there's a time when Americans must stand up and stand together for what is right. And for too long, we have allowed people who have been manipulative, who've deceived us. Americans have got something that is unique. We trust. And we trust because we want to believe the best in people. So when people tell us they're going to do something on our behalf, and they go to Washington, and then they turn around and do just the opposite. They bail out Wall Street, but not the average person. They take $29 billion a day and give it to the banks, and exchange clean T-bills with the banks with dirty mortgage money, and yet they don't intercede and stop the average person from this. And 35 million Americans are going to go to bed hungry tonight. There's something wrong when we have 5 million homeless, 35 million hungry, and an awful lot of people who are living near the poverty level, 100 million Americans.
But if you listen to the politicians out there, the people are mesmerized by this boob tube out there. But don't you know, if you elect Hillary Clinton, she's going to give us national health care, socialized medicine.
Well, let me tell you something about Hillary Clinton. She lets the phone ring, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, her husband picks it up and says, Rwanda, you got genocide, 900,000 people being killed. Call me in 9 months when it's over. You know, when they could have done something, World Trade Organization, we're going to sponsor it. China, we're going to bring into the World Trade Organization. Mm-hmm. By the way, NAFTA, we're going to pass NAFTA because we love Americans. No, we've had enough of the Clintons and their legacy.
And I'll tell you, Barack Obama, he wants change, but he wouldn't know change from a phony dollar bill if he laid his hand on it. Mr. War guy, more continuation of the...
Just what we need, right?
Yeah. There's only, in my estimation, Gary, there's only one guy out there that should be president, elected this November, and that's from the 14th District, 20 years in Congress, Mr. Ron Paul.
I agree. He's going to be on my show, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
Great deal.
I've had him on my show twice before.
Great. I'll tell you what, Gary, we're flat out of time. I wish we had more time. Give my guy here at the network a call right after the show. And, Gary, welcome to the family here at RBN.
Thank you. I look forward to sharing more.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Folks, that'll do it for me today. Join me tomorrow. My guest is going to be Rafik Jabbar. He's a Palestinian activist that doesn't want to kill off Israelis. Join us tomorrow. Men.